When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna
be the best. Come on! PatJT.com. You can find a little embedded player if that's where you would enjoy listening to our podcast.
What?
Good Lord. Ow. We can never get hurt except for popping our headphones on our ears when you stand on the cord and you try to take them off and hitting the microphone with my hand right on the mic. Finger crazy bone. Ow.
Do we need to have the OSHA investigator in?
Man, you have to have Doug look at this right? Week. Gosh.
Oh my God.
That hurt.
Anyway, so what were you saying?
You can listen to our podcast on our website, Embedded Player, or iTunes, Spotify, whatever. Just search Pat and JT and it's there. Subscribe and then you'll never miss an episode.
Excellent.
It's pretty easy.
And just so everybody knows, we have started recording our podcast for Let's Take a Dive, and we have to wait a few days. We're going to be launching by the end of the month.
That'll be exciting.
So jump on the Facebook page, and we're going to start.
To get the latest info.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Indeed.
I know we talk about our jobs and not getting injured. Is really, a lot of people have jobs, and you don't really get injured unless it's like long-term carpal tunnel or whatever.
Right.
Obviously, the job of a quarterback in the NFL, you can get injured pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Dak this weekend, the dislocated compound fracture of his ankle.
Who?
It was Dak, right?
Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
I didn't watch. I honestly...
It was rough.
I haven't... Everything's so discombobulated.
Yeah.
It's like I can't get in the groove. I'm waiting to see. I'm hoping Husker football will change that for me. But
even
NFL,
that's starting late and it's not in the groove. Everything is off.
And the NFL had kind of fallen out of favor with me anyway, just in general because of stuff. The last few years, It hadn't been my jam. I mean, because I used to be a really big Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
It was just nice seeing, and I didn't watch the game live. It's just nice turning on the TV in the background
and
having a game
on.
I don't care if it's triple, whatever, Division III, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. It's just on.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it live. I just saw it on Facebook.
So what happened?
He got tackled from behind and his ankle got all twisted up and dislocated and compound fracture.
Who was the quarterback? Was it him? Or who? No, it was someone else. I did hear the story and I thought it was pretty cool. God dang, I can't remember who it was. I think he plays for Washington. But he, a couple years ago, had the compound fracture in his thigh. And he played. He came back. And they said when he threw that first pass, it was just like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And everybody was, yay, cheering. Because nobody thought he'd be able to come back from that. And he didn't need to. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
He was set. He'd been in the NFL for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was financial. He was set. He didn't have to come back. But he worked that hard for 2 years so he could.
Just to say he did. Yeah.
That's that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we've talked about before when we were talking. Have we had Danny on our
mm-hmm.
Just a couple times?
Yeah, with Doc and Jack.
With Doc, that's true, with Dr. Mm-hmm. Widman. But the mindset of that elite mindset of a professional athlete to get to that level, there's things in there that other people, we aren't checking the same boxes.
Yeah. Right. And when you're put in a situation where the decision's made for you and you can't play anymore, it's like you can't just shut it off.
No.
So they have to go out on their own terms in order to kind of make it right in their head. But yeah, if something happens, if they physically can't play anymore, it's one thing. But if it's like an injury, like you could come back, maybe not.
Compound fracture.
Yeah. And they said 4 to 6 months, he'll be back. He had surgery. He's going to be good to go.
How many surgeries did he have? He had, it was not easy. It was more than
the
compound fracture they had.
The leg. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have not seen the video of that. Yeah. I will not see unless it's like accidentally flashes through on Facebook. I can't. Sports injuries are rough, man. I think the Joe Theismann one in the 80s, like traumatized me as a kid.
Who was the NBA one?
Where?
Oh my God.
Was it where? Or
I remember. Yes.
It was the Final Four.
Everybody was watching.
It was Andre Ware. I don't remember who it was, but it was.
But everybody went, oh,
that was.
What did I just see?
I have not seen that.
You haven't?
Nope. I was not watching at the time. And I just, I avoid that stuff. Even when I am on like whatever Funny or Die or some and I see where a kid's on a skateboard, you know, he's going to get racked, just brained. I won't watch it. I'll go past it. I can't watch it, man. I just can't.
Some of them are too funny, though.
I had a friend when I was at daycare a long time ago. I remember a friend. His name was it Tim? I don't remember his name.
We're
for
really
sure.
TBT.
Oh man, okay. He was climbing over the fence, okay, and his shoe got stuck, and he fell hanging from the fence and broke his arm. I ran. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I ran.
Did you run to get help or?
I don't remember.
Did you run the other direction?
I just remember running.
Just ran.
I just ran.
I'm picturing Forrest Gump.
He was back the next day with a cast on, so somebody got him down. But I don't remember. I don't remember when he got Sue or not.
Oh, my God, Sue.
Yeah, that's I can't.
Daycare.
Injuries camp.
I have zero memories of daycare. I don't even know that. I don't think I ever. Well, I went to preschool, but I never went to daycare. I don't think I ever went to daycare. I had daycare like one awesome. Babysitter.
Daycare Maybe. Was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't recall that at all. Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so had a great time today. Woke up this morning and checking my bank accounts, doing my thing, right? Going through the routine this morning. And I have all these weird charges on my bank account.
They a little drunk shopping last night?
Nope.
Usually that's what it is. You wake up and you realize all the stuff you bought on Amazon.
I really don't have a problem with that, oddly. It's like there's a real, for some reason, my MO generally is if I find something I really like, I just leave the tab open and let it simmer for a while. And then come back to it the next day. I very rarely impulse buy.
And then you end up probably closing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very rarely do I impulse buy. Really, very rarely.
Yeah.
Even my ponios, right? Didn't even buy them first blush. I let that sit for a minute and cool down. Let's think about this. Is this worth it? And then I bought. And so, but I'll go and I'll do a little research and see if other people have been, you know, felt like it was fraud or whatever. But this came through PayPal and they were PayPal withdrawals and even numbers like 20, 40, 80, you know, I'm like,
that's
what?
Weird.
And yeah. And it was more than a little, but that was about it right there. There's one more for 110. I'm like, what is this? And it went. My PayPal account had zero activity on it. There was no deposits, but they were transfers to my PayPal account.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, where'd it go? And so the bank's helping me out. They've been awesome.
I thought PayPal can track everything. Like they're supposed to be right? Like the Fort Knox of online purchasing.
So I did reach out to them and somebody did get back to me this morning as well. So they're looking into it from that side because they said it looks like ACH payments. I'm like, well, that's not good because we're not doing that. So the bank's already got everything stopped and closed down. And so that's all cool.
Which is super convenient that you have to then get new cards or whatever.
I will. It's fortunate, though, this is a checking account. There's not a lot of activity on it. You know, it's just kind of like something.
Yeah, it just kind of sits there.
Yeah, it's got some stuff attached to it, some cards attached to it and stuff like that. So it's kind of there. Came in handy when we start our business.
Yeah.
But it's normally just dormant. It just kind of sits over there and doesn't do much. And so anyway, yeah, the all the stuff they had, the auto pay and everything else, that's not on that card, thank God.
Yeah,
so,
that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, and the weird part too is that it's not even my quote unquote preferred card for PayPal to use. Not my preferred account.
So that seems ultra fishy. It's ultra fishy.
Yeah, so I'll find out how this fraud road goes.
Bennett had a fraud this past weekend and woke him up. They called because Pinnacle Bank calls. They'll text you. And if you don't respond yes or no, if it's your purchase or not your purchase, then they'll call. It'll give you like 90 seconds and then they'll call you.
What triggered it?
It was just a weird purchase from a website. Like it was, and it was on a Sunday morning.
Well, I get calls all the time if I did that.
Yeah, well.
Because
I do.
I do.
Yeah, it was like some Korean something site, $39.99. And so, yeah, they just tripped it and he didn't respond because he was sleeping. And then they called him. He was freaking out. So, yeah, they froze his card on a Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was panicking because he couldn't access his money. It was Sunday. Branches weren't open. No card. He was freaking out.
That's
then going
always,
through and changing all your cards and all your bank information on all of your accounts sucks.
And it's funny too, because like yesterday, I didn't do anything yesterday. I didn't do anything the day before. You know, it's like, you know, when they say, well, we're going to have to freeze everything right now because now you want it. The minute you know you can't get it.
You want it.
Arr!
Right.
Whatever. Arr. So you got, he's been working.
Yeah, Soph started her job yesterday.
Well, now I was going to ask about Bennett real quick.
Yeah.
Bennett's been, where is he working?
He's at Walmart still. He likes it. Okay. He's getting some hours. Well, he's banking it up.
I've known more than a few people that started there. I mean, even years ago up mm-hmm. to lately, but they see, they, you know, if you work, you get rewarded.
Oh,
I
man.
Mean, it's just like.
He's got so more money far, than so I good. Do. Like he's been, cause he got his little government PPE unemployment money too. That's in savings.
That's right.
And he's got a lot in his checking account and kid works four days a week. You know, that's he's awesome. A senior. So he's out of school at 2 o'clock. So he'll go to work at 3:30.
Really? He goes to work four
days
a week.
Yeah. Not every day. Yeah. Three, sometimes four.
That's great.
But works 5 hours. And so, yeah, it's just, it's, and he's got money.
What's he want to do with his money?
He wants to blow it on gaming, which isn't going to happen.
Is he going to be a professional gamer?
He wants to. He's working. He's sure putting in the hours.
Got to understand the investment.
Yeah.
That's a big one. So, he wants his own Twitch channel and everything.
Yes, he wants. We've got one, but yeah. It doesn't use it. Doesn't use it.
Yet. Okay.
Yeah. He would have a conversation with him last night? That when 18 in college is like, I'm all about like, you stay home as much as you want. You just live here. But I realize that's not good for him.
No.
So we're encouraging him to find some, he's got some really good buddies, good group of friends. They're going to probably go to UNO, live in the dorms for a year. It's like to get him rolling, get him moving, getting him around doing that stuff. So we're saving money for stuff.
That's good.
For tuition, for whatever.
I think the dorm thing, honestly, I mean, the university thing, I can argue both sides of that, right? You know, just in general, but I can't argue against the experience of just the going and meeting new people that are the same age from different places and being with other people. And hopefully that's where we'll be when he
hopefully,
goes,
yeah.
right?
Oh, God, I hope.
Oh, my gosh. But I can't argue against that. Everything else aside, I think that everybody, I mean, seriously, just for 1 year to live in that atmosphere.
Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself and you actually learn how good you had it while you were at home, even though you're sometimes miserable.
Yeah.
How good you had it.
You have to take care of your own problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And all that good stuff. And I think that's worth it. I did it 1 year as far as in dorms, you know, as far as that. And then apartments, I tried that for a couple of years. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I'm moving on.
Basically a dorm that you just pay more money for.
It really was. It really was too, because it was just off campus living is all it was. So the whole place was filled with college students anyway. So the same thing. But I do. I think that's pretty cool. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So you just mentioned Soph though.
Yeah. She started and she did her little job interview,
job interview.
It was so cute. Little cute little thing. She had her first actual day of work. Yesterday, she had done orientation a couple times and fill all the paperwork and stuff out. But
did she apply like at several places or was this like she zeroed in on this one?
Yeah, just this one. Yeah. She just wants some. She sees how much money Bennett has and what he can kind of do with it, have a little more freedom. So
inspiring.
She wanted to get in on that.
Yeah.
So yeah, she works at a retirement community and loves it and serves and helps clean up dinner for it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes, two nights a week and then a weekend, two weekend days.
That's great. Like full days
or just a few hours? Like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just
that's
in and out.
Cool.
So yeah, yesterday she was a little grumpy when I picked her up from school. I forced her to get a job and we looked through all the texts where she was asking to help her apply for a job. So it wasn't on me. But then when we picked her up after work, she was loved it and even brought she gets to go through like the little cafeteria line and make a little dinner for herself to bring home. So delicious chicken strip with rice. I brought that today. And little baby sweet pickles. Love them.
That's for her.
She wanted it. She gave it to me.
She gave it to
she
you.
She did.
So she's scrounging for free. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Just like Costco.
Yeah.
She's been brought up like that.
Yep.
Just free forage a litter for dad.
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you touched that? Okay. Just scrape it right into my plastic to-go container.
But she liked the residents.
She loves it. She's a kind, a kind soul, likes working with older people. And especially there, if you do a good job, they leave candy outside their door for you as a little tip.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The little old people.
That's adorable.
One lady comes up to her and goes, how old are you, honey? You don't look like you're old enough to live here. So if you got a kick out of that one.
Like one of the oldest lines in the book, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
She's going to hear a bunch of those.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Probably from the same lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's loving it.
That's awesome.
It is weird to have both kids working.
So that was her first day at work.
Yeah, first day at work other than going, dropping her off for orientation and watching videos and stuff. It's bizarre.
And she can drive to work?
Not yet. She drove home last night. okay. with you know, with us.
Oh, okay, that's right. Cause yeah. she's still that's right.
Yeah, she'll be able to when she's next April.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And so then they're both driving. They're both working.
Gone. I just got a call while we were recording from they're home from school today, tomorrow, and Friday the rest of the week for end of, for teacher in service or something like that.
Did they have to go yesterday?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the last 2 days they did.
But I thought Monday was a Monday holiday?
They went. Okay. Or at least I dropped. Well, they went.
You dropped them off. They did.
Come to think of it, they weren't in our cars in the parking lot. Yeah. They're like, they're sure Adam are being dropped off. Huh. Yeah, they went.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You're basically 1 foot out the door as far as the kids are on their own.
They are. And they are like literally, and now it's Bennett trying to stay out later and later and later. And he's such a responsible, a good kid. Like he's never late. He always calls when he's going someplace else. So I give him a little more leeway. So, mm-hmm. yeah, he still runs with his circle of the amazing pizza machine people. So it's amazing APM. That's what he calls it, the APM crew, Amazing Pizza Machine.
APMs.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're good. They're good kids.
There's a gang.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. Awesome. If you're walking out of the Pheasant Tavern, these boys might be scoping you.
It's the APMs.
It is the APMs. It's the APMs. That's awesome.
Oh, that's good to hear. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
You guys can text us 402-403-9478 or anywhere on social media. It's Pat and JT. And again, our website is patandjt.com. Thanks for listening.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.